Commentator Plathel Benjamin is quite pleased with the way President Obama handled himself in last night's debate. He's calling it the wipeout on Long Island. Barack exposes Romney as Mr. Chameleon.
Democrats are dancing in the streets this morning after toasting the president's feisty performance last night. He gave no quarter in his head-to-head debate with challenger Mitt Romney, who conducted himself like a schoolyard bully in the last encounter. But when Mitt tried it this time, the president smacked him in the face. It caught Romney off guard. Evidently, he spent too much time listening to media talking heads prattle on ad nauseum about what a great debater he is. The president's aggressive posture struck such a dramatic contrast with his accommodating stance in the last debate that several people who heard my open letter to him on the news yesterday called to ask if I thought he'd read it, since it was posted online. If you consider my instructions on how to wage the debate, take the fight to Mitt, expose every false move, attack from many angles, slip his attacks and counterattack, etc., and compare them to the president's tactics last night, it seems a reasonable question. The president repeatedly took the fight to Romney. His attacks were sharp and well-placed, and every time Romney tried to get away with arguments that were outright lies or transparent sophistry, intended to confuse and obscure rather than clarify and enlighten, the president got up in his face and forcefully beat him down with the facts. There were several critical issues in which Romney was exposed as a charlatan. On taxes, on women's issues, on the auto industry, on assault weapons, on the coal industry, on outsourcing jobs to China, and on foreign policy, particularly the recent Libyan attack. Romney set himself up for a knockout on Libya because he introduced the subject of the president's response to the embassy assault with such drama, only to be proved factually wrong by both the moderator, Candace Crowley, and President Obama. It was clear that Romney was playing politics with an American tragedy, even though the father of one of the slain victims has publicly asked him not to. And Barack made him pay in one of the most dramatic moments of the debate. Speaking from the position of President and Commander-in-Chief, Barack told the nation that America's Foreign Service workers are his personal emissaries and called Romney's charges of a cover-up offensive. Romney also took a whipping on immigration and women's issues, where the President's policies are strong and the Republicans are quite vulnerable. The Grand Obstructionist Party is opposed to the DREAM Act, which offers a path to citizenship for young people brought to this country by parents who are undocumented immigrants. And Mitt had no answer to a direct question as to whether he would have signed the Lilly Ledbetter Act that makes it illegal to pay women less than men for comparable work. Both issues provided the president with opportunities to speak directly to these important constituencies with personal stories that touched the heart. He was eloquent, brilliant, genuinely compassionate, and had the facts on his side, demonstrating that facts and brilliant oratory matters. When all these elements are combined with President Obama's infectious charm, it becomes an irresistible force. Despite the frantic spinning of Mitt's Republican surrogates and media shills, the sophistry and banality of much of the punditariat, and the persistent confusion and ignorance of the electorate, Bubus Americanus, I call it for the Chi-Town Kid by knockout. From New York City, this is Plathel Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.